Ethical dimension, Sweden considers who will live, who will die in rationing coronavirus healthcare. By Chris Tomlinson on March 17, 2020. The Director General of the Swedish National Board of Health has confirmed the country is looking into triage measures that could prioritize care for those most likely to survive serious coronavirus infection. Director General Olivia Wigzell spoke at a press conference saying that the authority was looking at triage measures that are often used in a crisis situation when resources are unable to cope with the volume of cases. Wigzell did not comment on specific measures but acknowledged there is an ethical dimension to the new considerations, NIHR/EDAG reports. It includes priorities that have an ethical dimension, absolutely. It should be a support for the professionals in the priorities that will. Can be very difficult, she said. Triage, or the rationing and prioritizing of care, has been used extensively in Italy, which has become the epicenter for the coronavirus outbreak in Europe, with doctors revealing that those infected with coronavirus above the age of 80 are often left to die without treatment. If someone between 80 and 95 has serious breathing difficulties, you probably don't proceed with treatment, said Bergamo Hospital anesthetist Christian Salerly. Marco Vergano, the head anesthetist at San Giovanni Bosco Hospital in Turin, added, "We can't invent new intensive care unit beds." Vergano went on to say, "It's important to understand that patients who arrive with a grave interstitial pneumonia from COVID-19 will not be in intensive care for a few days but for weeks." Initially, Swedish authorities claimed the risk to public health from the Wuhan coronavirus was low but that prognosis rapidly changed as new cases emerged. Last week, state epidemiologist Anders Tegnell said the government was no longer interested in keeping exact numbers of coronavirus infections, claiming that it was more important to identify regions most affected by the virus. "We will no longer discuss whether we have 458 or 562 cases, but instead how large parts of Sweden are affected and how hard they are," he said and added, "These are the kind of questions that will be central to answering. Now it is no longer important to know exactly how many people are infected in Sweden." Prior to the outbreak in late February, former infection prevention physician Staffan Sylvan stated that the country was extremely unprepared for a major outbreak. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.